Hello again. Again. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson. In response to the recent declining grades in high school chemistry, the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute proudly presents Chemistry Detectives, a hip, cool, and happening radio play that will promote a greater awareness of chemistry and other chemistry-related fields. Oh, yes, and due to the recent declining grades in high school physics, the Australian Institute of Physics has insisted in tacking onto my idea, which is why we're also including physics references as well as chemistry references in Chemistry Detectives. Just a reminder, every time a chemistry reference is made, you'll hear this sound. And every time a physics reference is made, you'll hear this less prestigious sound. It's a little confusing, I know, but it's out of my control. And now, Chemistry Detectives.
Previously on Chemistry Detectives.
There's been a break-in at the Mercury Cinema.
I'm not Frank, I'm Nick.
Of course, you're Nick L. Where was I?
Hey, Neon. Who are they?
I don't know. Chief?
Hey!
We're Physics, PH. But we're both after the same guy. The guy who murdered that Mercury Cinema projectile.
Projectionist, idiot!
Detective Neon.
Yeah?
What if I were to tell you that I was attracted to you? Chemistry is just dirty physics. And I like it dirty.
Where's Detective Nick L? He's dropped his wallet.
Nick L's not assigned to this investigation.
What's this? A ticket stub for Knocked Up at the Mercury Cinema?
Oh my God! The mole! The Mercury murder! It's Nick!
And now, Chemistry Detectives.
Ah, it was just another day at the lab. Wait, what am I talking about? We were racing back to the lab to arrest Detective Nick L. Not only was it he who killed the Mercury Cinema projectionist, but he was also the mole, alongside myself and the other chemistry detectives, Detective Jonathan Astatine.
Hey, Neon, who are you talking to?
Quiet, I'm dictating. And the chief.
Damn it, Neon! We've got to arrest Nick before he kills again!
We were also joined, unfortunately, by Physics PI.
That's PH.
Oh, right. Sorry. Consisting of Agent Henry Jules and his partner, professional partner, that is, Violet.
That's Agent Violet to you.
What? No, Agent Orange?
That guy, he was banned 35 years ago.
Why's that?
He was too deadly.
Quite.
Come on, everybody! Arm your weapons!
Detective Nick L, we know it's you who is the mole. We have one of the 11 entrances in this building completely covered. Resistance is useless. Give yourself up now, and you might escape with life. In prison!
Are you sure he's in there?
Of course I'm!
Of course I'm sure! I've had it up to here with you physics people.
Can't you see this is clearly our jurisdiction?
God damn it! Come on,
why is that?
Everybody!
It's quite clearly our jurisdiction.
Hey, Neon, who are you talking to?
I've got nice.
Am I just invisible?
I've had it up to here with you physics people.
The eastern part of Australia was first claimed by the British in 1770.
Who the hell are you?
What do you mean? Hello, Professor Theodore Dyson here, Again, apparently chemistry detectives has proven so popular, we now have to accommodate compulsory Year 11 Australian studies as well, in addition to chemistry and physics. Oh, for God's sake. So every time a reference to Australian studies is made, you'll hear this sound. And now, oh God, back to chemistry detectives.
Just ignore him, Neon.
What are we even supposed to be doing?
We're trying to capture Detective Nick L for the Mercury murder.
Oh yeah, of course. okay, how about this? Agent Jules, you and Astatine, you go around the back entrance through the parking garage.
Gotcha.
Chief, you stay here and guard the front entrance, and me and Agent Violet will go to the...
Indigenous Australians were only officially recognised as citizens after a referendum in 1967.
I'm sorry, I've completely lost my train of thought.
You had the right idea, Neon. If we all split up and close in on Nick's office, we'll be...
The Australian Senate consists of 12 representatives from each state and 2 from each territory, all of whom are elected for 6-year terms.
God, this guy is so annoying.
Yeah, I can't concentrate with these constant irrelevant facts I'm never going to need to know.
Hang on, I've got an idea. Chief, hand me that megaphone.
What, am I just invisible, am I?
Okay, but don't breath on it. Breathe. On it. I've got a bit of a thing about slag.
Hey, Australian studies guy, speak into this.
Australia has a total of 34,218 kilometres of coastline.
Ah, no!
Hey, try that again.
Australia's first Prime Minister was Edmund Barton.
Oh, God!
Australia has been the host of the Commonwealth Games in 1938, 62, 82, and 2006.
I can't take it anymore. Okay, I turn myself in. It was me. I'm the mole that killed the Mercury Cinema Projectionist. I hated that movie Knocked Up so much. Just stop with all the irrelevant Australian studies.
I've got a clear shot, Chief. Want me to take him out?
Do it!
The Murray-Darling River system supplies all...
There. That's for trying to teach a subject nobody wants to know about. Oh, yeah. And Detective Nickel, you're under arrest for murder or something.
Yeah, and I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling natural scientists.
Yeah, that's what they all say. They all say that. What you just said. That's what they all say. And thus another job well done by the...
Chemistry Detectives.
And thus concludes Chemistry Detectives. I hope you've learnt something today about chemistry, and to a lesser extent, physics and Australian studies. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson from the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute. Good night.
An Australian Studies Initiative.
You bastard!